I just want to say thank you to all who helped out, the teachers, Heidi, Kathy, Elizabeth, and Sherry Kleinjohn. Thank you so much. Thank you, Arliss and Angela, and Linda and Daniil, and everyone who helped out. It was just such a wonderful, wonderful time. We planned for 36 and we got 45. And that's an amazing thing, isn't it? Just to see these kids come in, and I got to say they were quite reserved up here as to their excitement during the week, and so it was kind of infectious though, you know. And it's funny because, you know, I went to a pastor's conference just recently. For those of you who don't know, that's my time of refreshing and kind of refocusing in the Lord. And our VBS theme, just talking about Jesus as the living water, was kind of like something of what I walked away with from, you know, as I left that pastor's conference, that I need to be continually drinking from the well that is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And so it was a great time. So if you have your Bibles, I'm just going to encourage you just for a couple short minutes. You know, when a pastor says a couple short minutes, that probably doesn't mean very much, but I will try to be brief. John chapter 7, verses 37 and 38, if you could turn there with me. John chapter 7, verses 37 and 38. In this text, Jesus in Jerusalem, he was celebrating one of the three most important festivals during the Jewish year. It was called the Feast of Booths, or the Feast of Tabernacles. And what was so appropriate about this text and kind of our central theme, as we talked about Adam and Eve in the garden, and then we talked about the children of Israel who dwelt in tents and they witnessed the presence of the Lord, the cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. But they also experienced the provision of the Lord. And I taught the kids another Hebrew word when God first brought the manna, this white flaky wafer stuff that he fed the children of Israel with. The Hebrew word for manna is literally, what is that? And so as they were like experiencing this provision, they're looking at this and they're like, well, what is it? And so the Hebrew word for manna literally means, what is that? And it's manna from heaven, sustenance from the Lord himself. But what's really amazing about this text is Jesus is celebrating this incredible event. And again, it's one of the three most important Jewish festivals in the year. And every morning, it was an eight-day festival. For the first seven mornings, they would have these huge pots of water that the priests would grab. And then they would go in this big, long procession. And they would carry these pots of water that represented the streams of water that flowed from the rock that Moses struck. The great provision of the Lord in the desert. And I'm going to kind of tie that into maybe some of you here today. I think some of us feel like we're in a desert right now. And if we're really honest with ourselves, I think we would say that we've all been there. And me too. I've been in time where I didn't feel the presence of the Lord in my life. I didn't really even know what it was to be a Christian. I've been there. I think some of you are there today. But as they celebrated, they brought these big, huge pots of water and they would pour them out at the base of the altar. And so the refreshing, regenerative aspect of water would be very fresh in the people's minds. And so as they saw this for 7 days, this great procession carrying gallons and gallons of refreshing, regenerative water, Jesus stands up, and with you, stand with me right now as we read from God's holy word. And Jesus makes this pronouncement in the Gospel of John in chapter 7, beginning in verse 37. On the last day of the feast, the great day, Jesus stood up and cried out, If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. Pray with me. Lord, I was such a great time in VBS, and it was kind of a time where I can be a kid again. Kind of get off of, I don't know, you can call it anything you want to, my adultness, and shed that stoicness that sometimes sets in as we become adults, and we can just praise you like little children praise you. It was such a privilege to be there. But Lord, as we talk about streams of living water, we think about Jesus as he provides this source, this inexhaustible source of refreshing, regenerative water. I think some of us feel like we're in the desert. And so, Lord, I pray specifically for those people, Lord, that the Holy Spirit would just pour very richly from the well of Jesus Christ into each heart here this morning. And so, Lord, teach us through your holy word. Continue to change us into the people that you long for us to be. I pray these things in Christ's precious name. Amen. You may be seated. Okay, so for 7 days, these people saw this. They saw these big pots going in this big procession, and they're pouring out gallons and gallons of water at the base of the altar. Jesus stands up and makes this great proclamation, "If anyone thirsts." Now, I don't know about you, but if you think about water, let's think about water for a minute. You cannot survive without it, right? What happens if you do not drink any water? You die. And so water is a basic need of life. Every human being must have water to survive. Recent studies show that most people don't drink enough water. In fact, these three things are symptoms of dehydration and not drinking enough water. Fatigue, weariness, lack of concentration are all due from a lack of water. Fatigue, lack of concentration, and weariness. Does that describe you here today, spiritually? Dehydration in your body causes these three attributes, and I would ask all of you here today, are you spiritually dehydrated? Are you spiritually dehydrated? In John chapter 4, and Jesus makes this incredible illustration as this woman is walking to a well, Jacob's well, and she walked there 3 or 4 times a day to get water, and Jesus meets this woman and starts to talk about water and the necessity of water in our life. This particular woman was trying to quench her thirst through human relationships. She had 5 husbands, 5 divorces, and she was currently living with someone she wasn't married to. She tried to satisfy a thirst that only God can through human means. And we do this too, don't we? Careers, jobs, hobbies, vehicles, can I say tractors too? None of those things can satisfy like Jesus can. Nothing can. And so Jesus presents a request to her, a suggestion, an invitation, if you will. I can give you water where you will never thirst again. And she very wisely says, "Sir, give me this water. Give me this water." The Institute of Medicine, as directed by the Mayo Clinic, determines that the adequate intake for a normal male person is 3 liters of water a day. That's about 13 cups of water. The average intake for an average female is about 2.2, which is about 9 cups of water. And so as we think about Jesus and the well of salvation, and this is a one-time event, where we call on the name of Christ and Christ pours out from the throne streams of living water into our hearts. The Holy Spirit comes into our heart and we literally become a temple of the Holy Spirit. We become new creations in Christ Jesus. We're not the same. But as you think about water, do you just drink water once and then walk away? No. You continually need water. And so Jesus, at this woman in the well, in John chapter 4, is saying, you need this water just as much as you need me. You have a physiological need that you must have water on a daily basis. And believe it or not, every human being that is alive has a physiological need to be loved, cherished, and nurtured in a way that only Jesus can. Each one of you has a physiological and spiritual need that only Jesus can fulfill. And so many times, we lose sight of that. And we're wandering in the desert of this life. And we become dehydrated spiritually. We don't feel the presence of the Lord in our life. And we begin to look for fulfillment in other areas. Is that you here today? Have you drank from the well that is Jesus Christ on a daily basis? And that's why it's so important to be in God's Word. You know, I know that sometimes people will say things like, well, it's really hard for me to understand the Bible. You know, if that's you, come and talk to me. I have translations that are very easy to understand. I'll give it to you. I give away about 40, 50 Bibles a year, and I love it. I have stacks of them in my office, and I just love giving them away, so just come and talk to me. We have a fund specifically set aside for that. So if that's you, I'm kind of giving you no excuse here. In a very polite way, I'm trying to lead you to a crossroad to make a choice. You're either going to drink from the well, or you're going to walk away from the well. That's really what's going to happen. And if I didn't love you, if I didn't respect you, I wouldn't ask you that. If I didn't care about your soul, if I didn't care about you as a person, I would just let you go about your way and I wouldn't tell you the truth. But the truth is that every single person needs what only Jesus Christ can bring to you. And so are you spiritually dehydrated here today? Are you spiritually fatigued? You feel just achy in your soul? Do you lack the concentration to focus on the things of God on a daily basis? Are you weary? Weary from the trials of this world and the temptations that come your way? Jesus is extending his hand, and I, as his sheepdog, am extending my invitation to drink from the well that is inexhaustible. To drink from the well that will never ever run dry. To drink from the well that is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, the King of glory. Pray with me, please. Lord, I thank you that you have provided salvation in the name of Jesus Christ. And as I pray, I would like to read the words found in Isaiah chapter 12. And I pray that we would very carefully consider these words. The prophet Isaiah writes as the Holy Spirit leads him along. You will say in that day, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, for though you were angry with me, your anger turned away that you might comfort me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and I will not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. With joy, with great joy, you will draw water from the wells of salvation, and you will say in that day, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people, proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing praises to him, for he has done gloriously. Let this be made known in all of the earth. Lord, empower every single person here under the sound of my voice to reflect the love of Christ as an act of worship to a holy God in every area of our life. And Lord, if there is any single person here today that has not called on the name of Christ for the salvation of their soul, I pray that you would work a miracle and plant a seed right now. And that you would water it in a way that only you can. And that seed would fall on fertile and rich soil. And so, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your great provision. We thank you for all of the things that we take for granted. But more importantly, Jesus, we thank you that you have lived, died, and rose again. For we serve a risen Savior. And we thank you that you loved us enough to give us salvation in your name. Lord, help us to never take that for granted. I thank you and I pray all of these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen.